Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you. You probably have heard preachers use the expression, heroes of the faith, especially if they happen to be preaching on Hebrews 11, the greatest chapter on faith in the entire Bible. These heroes of faith for many of us include men like Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Daniel, John the Baptist, the apostles Peter and Paul. But there were many lesser-known men who ought also to be considered heroes of the faith. One of these lesser-known men who serves as an example of faith was Epaphroditus. Paul wrote concerning him, "Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he who ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and that I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold in reputation. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." Philippians 2:25-30. After listening to these inspiring words from Philippians 2, would you not like to include Epaphroditus on your list of heroes of the faith? It is obvious that both Paul and the Philippians love this man of faith and faithfulness. You can discern the gratitude of Paul and of the Philippians that Epaphroditus had survived his critical illness. Paul wrote, "For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." Philippians 2:27. It would have been a great personal loss to Paul to have lost one of his most energetic fellow workers. Paul wanted the Philippians to know of the recovery from serious illness which Epaphroditus had experienced. He knew the good news about him would be an occasion of rejoicing for the Philippians as it was for Paul. So he sent Epaphroditus to Philippi so that when they saw him they could rejoice and Paul himself would be less sorrowful. I think all of us can readily understand the situation Paul was describing. Which one of us has not had the same experience in our lifetime? As I write this script for radio, I have a dear friend, a capable and faithful gospel preacher, who has been diagnosed with cancer. He may not be quite so young as Epaphroditus, although we do not know the age of Paul's companion, but he is relatively young. He has prepared himself to teach and to preach by completing a doctorate in theology. I hope and pray that we can have the same good news about this brother which Paul had concerning Epaphroditus. My friend's recovery would be a great encouragement to the congregation where he is preached and to all of us who know and love him. Men of courage and conviction, like Epaphroditus and my friend, were scarce in Paul's day, and they are scarce today. How desperately the world and the church need men who have used their time and talent to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, to prepare young men to preach, and to have the kinds of families which serve as examples to all who know them. I pray God's blessings on all of us as we strive to imitate the good men and women we know and love, and to be the kind of people who will be examples of what it means to be a genuine Christian. May our Heavenly Father help us to walk in His will. Thank you and God bless you.